It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and we are back together again after a couple of weeks off for the Thanksgiving holiday. Bill, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Were either of your girls into drama or plays when they were in school?
Both of them, Kylie more than Reese, but a little bit, yes.
My older son, Michael, just started junior high, and he decided to try out for Bye Bye Birdie.
Uh-huh.
And he just wanted a very small part. He wanted to be the bartender. And then I thought, boy, we're bad parents if that's what he's striving for.
That was his goal, sure.
I can reach my mom and dad by being the bartender.
Right. Finally, I'll get the attention I crave. Finally.
Well, so he tried out, and the drama teacher, a lovely woman, said, Michael, why don't you sing something else? And he ended up being Conrad Birdie and Bye Bye Birdie.
Not bad.
And my husband and I look at each other while we're watching him going, did you know he could sing? No,
yeah.
Did you know he could sing? And he acted and did such a good job. And
yeah.
I think he's now in high school, and he's going to try out for Legally Blonde coming up soon.
He won't get the lead in that. I know it for a fact.
You never know.
Well, we'll see what happens.
You never know. It's called acting, isn't it?
That's true. All right. Good point.
All right. So I like drama kids. And I think what do they say? If you knew now what you knew then, I would have totally been in the theater.
Yeah.
At our high school.
Yeah.
Back then, it wasn't that big. There weren't that many kids in it.
But now it's huge, isn't
it? I would have been in AV club.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been in...
Mathletes.
I don't think I would have gotten
in.
But I definitely would have done drama. And we have a drama teacher on the line with us right now. And I believe you're on the other side of the pond, as they say. Michael Neary. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
How are you, Michael? Everything good?
Hello. Yeah, good, thank you.
Yes, I can tell he's on the other side of the pond because of that lovely accent. We were talking about drama and theater and came across this story on the internet, and I couldn't believe it to be true. So we thought we'd have you on to explain it. You're a 26-year-old drama teacher. You're in Kidderminster, wherever that might be.
Yeah.
And where is that?
Near Birmingham, in the centre of England.
Is that Upper Kidderminster or Lower Kidderminster, Michael?
Kidderminster's not big to have an upper and lower. There's just Kidderminster.
All right, that's fine.
All right, so you're a drama teacher, and I don't know if you heard us talking, but both of our kids were in drama, and I think it's really cool, and boy, everybody wants to be an actor. So you have a kid in your class, but then all of a sudden his mom wants him out of the class. Why don't you explain this story?
Yeah, so the mom had actually come down with her two children, a boy and a girl, to sign up for the class. And unfortunately, before they're even due their first class with me on the Monday, she decided to pull the children out. And she did that via text. And it was down to my lifestyle, referring to my sexuality. And it was her belief as a Christian that I would be a negative influence on her children should she come to class. So she pulled them out.
Do you mind if I share this text that she sent you?
No, go for it.
All right, first of all, this is so rude to begin with, but second of all, texting it.
Right.
You know?
Very impersonal.
Absolutely.
Very.
It's like being dumped the horrible way.
It is like being dumped. Or duped, as
yep.
you say. Hi, Michael. Following our chat this week, I have decided that my kids, blah, 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 and blah, 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 will not be...
Ridiculous names, let me point out. Both of those names are silly.
I have decided that they will not be attending class on Monday. You have a strong reputation for performing arts, which encouraged me to sign my children up for classes. I have recently learned of your lifestyle, and as a Christian... I cannot allow my children to be influenced by unconventional ideas. It is our belief that a man should marry a woman. I look forward to receiving my deposit, which you may post to me via check. Regards, and then her name. Okay, first of all, that is so unbelievably rude.
Yeah.
And to text that, whatever. So did you text her back?
I did. I sent a quite lengthy reply back to her.
Do you want to share it, or shall I?
Yeah, could you share it? It's on my phone, which I'm talking to you on. I'm not prepared. I do apologize.
Okay, no problem. All right, it says, hi, so-and-so. She's got a crazy name, too.
Boy, does she.
This is from Michael, the responding text that he sent. I would be lying if I said I was disappointed to hear this. I pride my students on the respect and love they have for others and their passion for equality. You would only be infringing on our family. As far as I'm aware, my sexuality doesn't affect my ability to teach, just like it wouldn't affect a doctor's ability to treat one of your children should they become unwell. I'm sure your children's health would come first should they need emergency treatment, or would you need to check the doctor's lifestyle prior to their life-saving operation? I wish you luck in finding an appropriate stage school that meets your needs. However, from experience, I find that theater without gays is like cooking without spices. Just my opinion. I hear Stagecoach are enrolling, but their teachers have been known to wear mixed fabrics, which I'm sure you are aware is forbidden in the Bible, Leviticus 19:19. Please feel free to come see our musical Happy Days. Confetti will be used in the finale, but please rest assured this is not an attempt to corrupt your Christian lifestyle. We just love glitter. Unfortunately, deposits are non-refundable, but don't worry, your deposit has been donated to Stonewall, an LGBT charity. Regards, Michael. Great job.
Well done.
Sorry, there's my students laughing in the background. They love it.
Well, so what do they think about all this? Because you're famous now. You're a YouTube, or not a YouTube, but an internet sensation.
They were horrified by it. They really do love each other. They're a wonderful bunch of kids, and they really do love equality. You know, we've got lads who love football. We've got the geeky lad. We've got everyone. We've got. And they're all looking at me like, "Who's the geeky one?" but everybody's different, and that's really what I wanted to say, is that actually your children would be more than welcome to come here, and in fact they'd probably have the best time, because everyone here gets each other and it's a safe place for everyone to come every week and be with each other. So they were quite horrified by it and didn't quite understand where she was coming from, because it's nothing we really talk about. Some of the older students, no, I think naturally. I don't go around wearing latex and PVC and waving the rainbow flag, but it's not really hard to guess either. So they sort of knew. And, you know, we talk about Andy sometimes, my partner, and some of the younger ones, I think they didn't really either way know or care really. I just teach them drama. So when they did find out, it was because of that reason that they were quite horrified by it.
Do you know how many, I mean, we've had teachers growing up, and I knew nothing about their personal life. I didn't know if they were married. I didn't know if they had a dog or a cat. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with what you're teaching in that class.
No, but I believe that in order for the LGBT community to be more represented, for it to be more normal, which is what people want, I think, for it to be more constant and fluid, then teachers, as a starting point, need to be honest about who they are. I don't hide who I am. I've had students ask me point blank, you know, they're curious, "Are you gay, sir?" Well yes. Does that affect my ability to teach you? Well, no, it doesn't. Oh, okay. And we carry on with the class. It's not really something I think should be hidden. I think it should be something that's celebrated and give children that chance to see that it is what it is, and maybe that child in the class will see it for that, who maybe is struggling with themselves and maybe feels that they now have that energy and that support to come out and be true to who they are because their teacher is that way and their teacher's not bothered either. That's just me personally, and that's how I live my life. I'm a very open book and always have been.
Michael, I have to say the progress that's been made in one quick generation. My daughters have friends, male and female, that are gay, and it's no big deal to them. And they have teachers that are gay and know plenty of people, and it doesn't faze them in the least. And I think that shows we're making some progress.
It really does. I mean, I remember being a student in primary school and me saying to my mom, "That teacher's gay," knowing full well he was. I knew what it meant. But my mom almost... Again, she's been educated as well, but back then it was a very different thing, and she was almost treating it like it was a rude thing. You know, you can't say that about him. But to me, I think I was mature already back then and knew that it wasn't a big deal. It's just something I observed, and I think the world's come a long way with that. And now, I mean, my students, I don't think have even brought it up unless it's really, how's home, how's Andy? It's not
sure.
Really.
Or what are you getting Andy for Christmas or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Or, you know, we want to meet him. Actually, he's come out a couple of times. He's come to a few events and things like that, and the parents have met him. But it's not really as different as if I had a girlfriend called Andrea. I don't know. That's me just trying to throw a name out there.
Well, even if you look at the other big school in England, Hogwarts, Dumbledore is also gay, so it's not unprecedented.
Yeah. One of my students, Molly, has just gone, he's what? He's gay?
Yep, Dumbledore is, yes.
I've never seen any of the Harry Potter movies.
Well, they don't go into detail in the movies, but in the books they mention it.
I don't know if I should believe you or not.
You can believe me.
Michael, how many...
Dumbledore is...
Go ahead.
No, sorry, I'm just getting it. Molly is, I think, her whole reading childhood has changed.
Oh, no. Molly, it's okay. Everything's fine.
Michael, how many kids are in your class right now?
We've got 24 at the moment, 24 students. And we are growing ever so steadily. We've got two major shows coming up, so we're getting children every day, really, as we speak, sort of ready to start with us after Christmas. So we're a very close family.
And what is the age range?
We range from 6 to 18, so quite a hefty age range. But we split the classes, and then they come together for the show. And the younger ones get a bit to do, and the older ones obviously carry the show with the lead parts and things like that. And they all learn from each other as well, which is nice.
And Michael, again, who's the geeky kid in your class? You were going to name his name earlier, but you forgot to. No, don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. It's all right. Well, Michael, honestly, we're so proud of you, and you always hope that we're moving forward, and it's so depressing to think that a parent would pull a child out of class just for something minor like this. It doesn't make sense to us, but you seem to have handled it beautifully.
It's life's too short to worry about what other people think of you, I think. And also, I have to make a point of saying that I don't think of that woman as a Christian and those are her beliefs. I think of those is her beliefs, and she happens to be a Christian. There's plenty of Christians out there that have so much love. My singing teacher is a Christian. I've got Christian friends. I've got Muslim friends, and it's not something, again, that's an issue. So I like to say that it's her opinion, not her religion, I think. I think she just used that as a stigma to sort of pull her kids out. But we have loads of fun. You know, we're having a great time over here. So you've caught us in the middle of a rehearsal, so thank you for speaking to us. Yeah, it's been great.
Absolutely. And why don't all your students like yell something? Just I want to hear how many kids are behind you right now.
Okay, they can all say hello.
Sure.
They're all really good at being frightfully British. I'm trying to get them to learn an American accent for Happy Days, and we're doing Legally Blonde ourselves next year.
Oh.
And trying to get them to learn the American accent.
Here, you can talk like this, kids.
See, this is how it should be done. I'm going to get them to say hello in an American accent, and you can be really offended by it.
That's fine.
All right, go.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
That sounded like a bunch of American kids. That's fantastic.
He's Michael Neary. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with Legally Blonde and Happy Days that's coming up.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
Take care, Michael. Thanks.
What a great guy.
Isn't he?
And how fun would that be in class?
Yes.
Don't they go to school
in England? I think it's part of school, I think.
No, this is a special, it's separate? I think.
Wow. I thought it was part of the school curriculum. That's even better.
I know. Get out of school to go to acting class?
I would love that.
Me too.
All right, a quick break and then more show ahead.
Hello.
Bill and Wendy's. That sounded good too. Bill and Wendy, WGN.